Ulamai de Katois, just Shami answers back, that you basically made a mistake and you thought that my reasoning is, because otherwise the dam should have come out. So how come by Cooper's different? I'll answer you, Ulamai de Katois, Nami de Kamakshis, he asked me a question from Cooper, so Shami answers back, even for that there's not a question. Because there's a big difference to say, Lezu Yeshlo Shalayim, by the Cooper over there, there is a bottom to it, so therefore the sheriff does not come out. But the Luzu and the Shalayim over here by the Isha, she has no bottom. Therefore, if the Dam really came out from before, it should have come out from the body. So there could be, that's why Rabbi Shammai says that that's another reason to say why she's Torah. But the real reason of Shammai is to go some came without the Mithuria of Rivia. That's according to the man Yom learns the Pshat is from Piri of Rivia. The other one says no. But the Laman de Tony Hanishna, but the one that says no, the Pshat from Rabbi Shammai is because of the Dam would have come out. It should have come out right away. If so, I hotanya ki haich lishna. I we have a proof now that Meshami said the reason is mishum bitter fear of Rivia. So this is also the same thing. Kotanya ki haich lishna mishum bitter fear of Rivia. So you're going to this again. How did come malay hilul shamai? This is what Hillel meant to say to Meshami. In time or kamrit, it's true what you're saying. That the Yemisa David Dami Korah, if the Dam really would have left the womb from before, Heavy Yossi would have come out, and since she didn't see it until now, that's the reason to say she's not Tamil Mafrayam, but still, they still ask, O Miyu also Siag with the Vrecha, why don't you make a Siag, make a gate, make a Chumra here? Vilchus Tyrus, we should make a Chumra to say she is Tamil Mafrayam. The Maishna Mikola Terakud, the Abdin and Siag, Hakamolov, we do make Siag and we do make Chumris. On this, on Malay, based Shammai says back to Basil, the Pshat is, and came if so, they tout the Benes Yisom in fear of Rivia. The reason why I don't make special chumras here is, because if I will make chumras, then the husbands will be afraid that maybe the Noshim are needus, and therefore they won't live with them, they won't have children. So that's the reason why I don't make the extra chumra. But Yikar Adin, the reason why Shammai says she's Tolem Afreya, is because if the Dam really came out before, it would have come out completely. Now the Hillel, what does Hillel say about this time? Mipiri of Rivia, ki kamina letiris. Who the kamina? They say the Hillel says back, what does that have to do with Piri of Rivia? This chumra that we said, the Ishi is Tamil and Mafreya, it's not that she herself is really Tamil. It's only a chumra that gave to Tyrus. That the Tyrus, the chumra that she touched before, that's Tamil, but not she herself. But the Shammai says, letiris nami loy. No, we cannot make a tumor even for Tyrus, because the Yim came of Sol, Liba Naik for your parish, it would bother the husband or have a heart, it would bother him, Liba Naik for you, to say maybe she really should saw Dam now, maybe she is Tom, your parish, and you won't want to live with her. So in order that should not happen, it's not Kedai to make this Chumra to say the Tyrus Atome Lemafreya. Now we're going to serve these Simona Marshalayim, Bedukin, Mechusin, Bezavis, and Sim. It may not like this. Kupo, this basket, Shenishtam Shabbat, Tyrus, Bezavizu, that on one side of the Kupo, one side of this big basket, you were using Tyrus, you were using Trum, putting Truma there. The Nimtsa Sheretz, Bezavis, Acheris. And then later, you found the Sheretz on the other side of the basket. So look like this. Chiski Yama Chiski says, Tyrus, Hori Shonus, Tyrus. The Tyrus that you use, the truma you put there before you found the sheretz, remained tall. You have to say that the sheretz first came now and was not there before. Therefore, before the kli was still tall, and the Tyrus, the truma is still tall. Rabbi Yechon of Yechon says they know that Tyrus are rishonis tameis. The first Tyrus that were there that you wish mishdamish, that you put inside this kupa, is tamei now. Now that we find out that there's a sheretz on the other side, we say that most probably the sheretz was still there from before, and therefore the kli was tamei, and the kli was matamah the tyrus. So Moshe says, now I, for Shammai v'Hillel Moda, both Shammai and Hillel both agree that the kupa, the tyrus, are shown as tameis. So you say, well, it's a kasha and chiskiya. How could chiskiya say that the tyrus are shown as tameis? Here it says, I, for Shammai v'Hillel Moda, they both agree that we have before that the Kupa, the Tyrus, were shown us at Timaeus. So the answer is like this. Kimei the Shammai v'Hillel, when the Shammai v'Hillel both agree that this basket, if you find the sheretz there now, the Tyrus that you used here before at Tomei, the kupa sheyesh lo shalayim. Only with a basket that has a shalayim has like a bottom to it. And Rashi says sheyesh lo shalayim v'hoytzi on derech hapeh, and he took the tyrus out through the mouth of it. Hilkach therefore, im sheretz hoyu bo, if the sheretz was there from before, lo ruah, he did not see it because he was picking up the tyrus now through the top, and the sheretz was on the other side of the bottom. For lo yotzen, it did not go out. Because there's a shalayim, there's a bottom to it. So the sheretz is still in the kli. That's why both Shama and Himon agree that the tyrus that we mishtamish in this kli before, in this kupra, is tamei. But Mashenka ben Isha, like we said before, Isha does not have a shalayim. So there the Shama holds, we're not mitam alam afreya, because if the dam was really there before, it should have come out. Now, Chizki of Rabbi Yechanan, the kupra shein lo shalayim. I tell the machlokes here, keep pligi, when does Chizki and Rabbi Yechanan argue by a kupra that does not have a bottom to it, does not have a shalayim? That's where Chizki says that it's tahor. That's just a shein lo shalayim, going chod yishalayim, a wooden barrel, she nitolim shalayim, you can take off the bottom of it. The yochel ishtamish lech, you use just the length of it. If so, in such a case, kishay mutels pekarka, ugeshu maro says, when you empty them out, umagbiya roshech, and you pick up one side, umaro vako yetz, and everything goes out of it. So that's the machlokes over there. That Chizki says it's tor. So what's the question? Ein lo shalayim, there's no shalayim, my time with Rabbi Yechanan, what's the reason of Rabbi Yechanan? L'chuv, it doesn't have any shalayim, so for sure, like when you took out your first tyrus, everything came out. So when you took them out, then you did not find the sheretz. You have a right to say for sure the sheretz was not there at the time when you used the tyrus. Sakur Rabbi Yechanan said the tyrus had tamei lo afreya. So most of like this true. Ein lo shalayim, there's no bottom to this basket, but v'yesh lo ugnin, it has like a rim around it, v'yesh lo ugnin. So that's the machlokes, because the sheretz gets stuck in the ugnin or not, in the rim. Rashi says, ugnin, but mokum shtam, instead of the bottom to it, yesh ugnin, there's a rim around it. Shekfufim, yesh yin aserim, kapit penim, like the bottoms of it is turned over a little bit. And therefore, when you spill it out, you could say that maybe the sheretz got stuck in the ugnin on these, in this rim, and that's why they not come out before, but maybe really it was there. That's the machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yechanan, or we have a doubt that this sheretz got stuck in the rim or not. Now it says, the Tanya read like this, for a Tanya, Hamadle Asora Deliyim Mayim. If you're fetching a Deli, that's a pitcher of water, you're fetching out of the, let's say, the river, the well, so you're fetching up this bucket of water, Samadle Asora Deliyim Mayim. Rashi says it means Yud Pomim Bedli Yechel, with one pitcher now, with one bucket, you're hoisting up the water 10 times. And you pour this water from this bucket into a big kli. So it says, Hamad lasorad liyamayim, the zechas are one after another. The nimtza sheretz biyechim, that's in the 10th one. Now when you pick up this bucket, you find the sheretz inside the bucket, and you do not pour the water yet into the other water. The lochu is who tamei, only this one bucket is tamei. For kulam tamei, all the other water that was poured in already remains tor. And like we do not say the sheretz was in the bucket before, but rather the sheretz first came in right now. And the Yomar Ashlok, Ashlok says, Mishum Rabiyana, name of Rabiyanai, that Lashon, when do we say this halacham? That the rest of the water remains tor, and Lashon L'ugnin, only if this bucket does not have a rim to it. Avyesh L'ugnin, but if the bucket has a rim around it, then Kunim Tameyim. Then we say all the water that was poured out is also Tamei. Because most probably the sheretz was in this bucket from before, and the reason why it didn't come out yet is because it got stuck in the rim. So you see, if there is a rim, it remains tummy. So when it says, Leim, let's say Chizki, or left of Rabbi Yanai, or Chur Chizki, it's not all of Rabbi Yanai. Chizki was saying that he argues, even in the case that the basket has a rim around it, still Chizki says that the tyrus before are tor, because if it was there, the sheretz should have come out before. And then we see, no, that when there's a rim there, it holds it back. So when it says, no, I'll tell you the difference. That Maya Sharki, Maya is very slippery, therefore water comes out. Mashenkin Peri Le Sharki, Peris do not slip so well. Rashi says, Maya Sharki V'yein Sof Lothachagli, you don't have to turn the Gli over so much. Therefore when you pour it out, we could say that maybe the sheriff got stuck there. But by the Pri, Avo Pri, Le'sharpi, there it's not slippery. Therefore, when you pour out the peiros, you have to pick it up and turn it over all the way, Rashi says. And therefore, for sure, like if the sheretz was there, it would have come out before. But since we did not find the sheretz there before, that's the proof to say it first came now and not before. That's why by Kupa, their Chizki says that the peiros that you used in this kli before remain tall. Inam, the rest of the muscle like this. Ma yelekafti elayu. With water, you're not much but to spill out all the water. Therefore, you leave over some water each time. Therefore, it's possible to say that maybe the sheretz was there. And you will not spill out of it or turn it over altogether. Therefore, the sheretz got stuck by the rim around it. Mashen came peri kafti elayu. Peri see a makbet upon it. Therefore, you spill it over completely to get all the peri out. So again, if there would have been a sheretz, then the sheretz would have come out. The boy is in his wife answer like this. The boy is saying now that kimei the sham of the hillel. When the sham of the hillel agree, the kupa shena beduka. Only with a basket that was not checked out before you used it. Rashi says, like vodka, the shosh, and also tires of pleasure. The time when you put the tires in there, you did not check out the basket first. Hilkas, therefore, in la midra, cheskas tire. That's the reason why we say there it's tamei. There's no cheskas tire. You didn't check it out before. But ki pligi, where's the machwek, is chiske v'yab yechanan, that's bakuka beduka, where it was checked out before. That masav or beduka was checked out before, therefore leave it the cheskas tire, that's chiske yisvara. Well, masav or no, aimer in siluk yabai, nefel, that when you took your hand out from checking it, that's when the sheretz came in. Alright, we'll stop here.